Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we have another article today by our new
friend and hero,
Benjamin Hardy.
Right.
He wrote another article about why most people will never be successful.
Right.
That is a harsh title.
Right. I'm worried about this one because of the title.
Right. Right. But it's a great article, and it continues with our theme of finding success. And he talks a little bit in here about some of the things that we do that prevent us from being successful.
Right. Because we said earlier in the week that we would talk about what is success.
Right.
And we decided it's growth, not destination.
Right.
But also, how do you get there? What can get in the way?
Right.
And so this article talks about, he's not talking about other people, that sounds kind of harsh, but he's saying these are the things you have to be careful not to do.
Right.
Because these can sabotage your road to success.
Yes. And I love this line that he quoted from Jim Rohn.
Right.
Rohn. That says, a lot of people don't do well simply because they major in minor things.
Right. Right.
One of the keys, or one of the recurring themes in this article, is the idea that we can't allow ourselves to settle for less than we want.
Than we really want.
We deserve. And that, I think, is massive.
And the other, what this encapsulated for me is, we can't be chasing a lot of things.
Right.
A lot of, not things. I don't mean things as in objects. We can't be chasing down too many directions.
Right.
Because we have to decide what's important to us. And we have to pursue those, and we have to do those well.
Right.
And that's what he advocates in this. So one of the challenges, one of the obstacles to success is that when you're trying to do too many things and you're not doing anything well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, again, sort of encapsulates this idea of what can sabotage us and prevent us from finding success.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that we become less focused, and we allow ourselves, and again, I'm going to use that quote again, we allow ourselves to major in minor things.
Right.
You know, another thing that he says in here, you can't keep eating crappy food just because your spouse or your boss or your colleagues are eating crappy food.
That's right. Well, he has this whole list about you can't be with low frequency people.
Right.
If you want to do high frequency work.
Right.
You can't eat crappy food just because everybody else is. And so you have to fill your days, he talks about, fill your days with high quality activities.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And he says the more successful you become,
right,
the less you can should even be able to justify settling for low quality things.
Right.
And we're not talking about expensive. We're not talking about anything like that. What we're talking about is your expectations for yourself and for the people who you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sure, absolutely, you can spend time with people who don't have the same interests as you, that don't have the same motivations as you. That's separate.
Mm-hmm.
But If you want to have a really successful construction business,
right,
and you're a contractor and you're like, I want to have a really successful construction business, you can't settle for working with subcontractors that cost you money because you keep having to go back and redo their work,
fixing their mistakes.
Right.
Right.
So if you really want, and you can't do that just because they're your friend or just because hey, you know, I know this guy, he's helped me out before.
Right.
If you really want to be successful, you're not going to be able to tolerate that stuff because it's antithetical to what you're trying to succeed.
To what you want, how you want to do things.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so as you're hoping for success and you're working towards success, keep the bar where the bar needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set that bar high so that you keep working towards it.
Right. And he talks about, when we say, well, what should I be doing? Where should I put my energy? What are these important things that I should be working on? And he really gives you, he recommends four.
Right.
One is spiritual.
Right.
But he means spiritual in the broadest sense, however you want to define it.
Right.
Okay. One is financial.
Right.
Okay. And another is...
Relational.
Relational. How are your relationships?
And, and physical.
And the last one is physical. And it reminds me of how we did our the holiday thing, people, places, and things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's sort of the approach that we took in that, is that, you know, what do you really want out of this holiday season? And so this is an extrapolation of this to what do you want in your life?
Right.
And there are these four things that you should be doing in a very high quality way. Mm-hmm. And don't spend your time doing these important things in a mediocre way.
Right, you're right.
Because if you want success, these are the places where you're going to get it.
And I mentioned earlier this week that if any of you out there know how to build apps and you're interested... This is a key part of one of the app ideas that I have.
And what?
I'm not going to share the app idea.
Oh, you're not?
No, because then somebody else will do it, and then that will be the thing that frustrates me, like we talked about before. That
like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
These are the things that...
No, so I'm not going to mention the idea of the app. But, yeah. But he, with this, he is where he has another one of those lines that I just think is great. And it's by, it's a quote from Greg McCowan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It says, you cannot overestimate the unimportance of practically everything.
I had to read that about four times because there's some unusual negatives in there. You cannot overestimate
the unimportance
of practically everything.
That's awesome.
Which is true, because we spend so much time. I would like to get my children and sit down with this article, mm-hmm, and take it a paragraph at a time and say, you don't have time to waste on things that really aren't important to you. There's a famous line. It's attributed to Buddha, but then there's some controversy about where it really came from. But the line is, the trouble is you think you have time.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
You don't. You don't have time to be mediocre. You don't have time just to wait. Decide what you want, mm-hmm, and pursue it with a vengeance.
Right. Okay? It's like that Chinese proverb that we talked about earlier this week. The best time to plant a tree was 2 years ago.
Right. 20 years ago.
Or 20 years ago.
A tree.
That's right.
Yeah. But the best plan to start writing, the best time to write was several years ago.
Right.
Okay. The second best time is today.
Right.
Okay. And so and that's what I want to tell my children, that you don't have time for mediocre people who are going to drag you down. You don't have time to waste. You need to be doing, you need to be working on these four parts of your life. I think of people who, one of the things that came to mind as I was reading this was the enormous amount of time that some people spend on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, and you think you're doing something useful or important, you know, because you're staying up to date and everything, but you're really not accomplishing anything.
Right.
And so what an enormous waste of time and talent and energy and success pursuing behavior.
Yeah.
It's not getting you very much.
Another great line from this is, you know, he's talking about every area of your life affects every other area of your life. And he says, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Right, right. And if you look at those four things that we talk about, if you let your physical health go down, you're not going to be good at the other three.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And same with your relations. If your relationships are falling apart, mm-hmm, everything else is going to fall apart.
Absolutely. Right? So you have to nurture all of these things, mm-hmm, but you can only do that if you're focusing on the things that are the most meaningful to you.
Right. That are truly, truly important.
Yeah. Because it goes back to Monday's podcast,
right?
And the Nick Saban, you know, you can't focus on your entire life.
Right.
You can't focus on 168 hours for this week.
That's right.
You have to focus on right now.
Today.
And if you, right now, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, or you're making the choices and decisions that you should be making, then you're moving one piece at a time in the direction that you want to be
and
going.
And spend some time thinking about what is important to you and what do I need to do today. Don't spend your time just shuffling the papers on your desk. Decide what you want to accomplish. Devote your day to accomplishing that.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's putting up your Christmas tree or putting up the Christmas lights or washing the car, whatever's on your day. You talked about reading books you get to the destination, there's nothing to do.
Right.
I don't have a book. Well, I started a book. But when I read books, I always have to have a book going. But I always have to have the next one started.
Mm.
Because I've learned over time that when you finish a book, if you don't have the next one in the queue, there's several months where you might not read it.
Yeah.
Where you might not start another one.
A lot of people will do that with series.
a series of books, you know, like Harry Potter's. They'll get all seven books at one time, and then they'll just read through all seven. Or they'll, you know, if they know that an author has written, you know, three books, but there's it's a four book series, they'll wait until the fourth book comes out before they'll even start, because they don't want to.
And then you need another one when you have to anticipate that you're going to finish that series, and then you have to have the next one ready in the queue, ready to go. Otherwise, you drop off that lead, you know. So now you've finished. And growth stops.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else?
No, but I like this. Yeah. This was interesting to read. I was a little bit worried with the title. But as I read through it, I thought, no, there's stuff in here.
Yeah. The link is in the show notes, so check it out. It's great. Benjamin Hardy, he's written some pretty good things. So, all right, that's it. Make sure that you're following us in all the ways in which you could follow us. YouTube, iTunes, Google Play Music, Twitter. Facebook, all those kind of good things.
I have big plans for 2018. Big technical plans for 2018.
You see that he can hardly say it.
I'm so excited.
Technical. You know, write us a review. Rate us on iTunes. It's a great way to help other people find us so that they can join in on the conversation as well.
Right.
You can visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. And, you know, if you have the ability and the means and the resources to help support some of the things that we're doing, as we said, got a lot of things planned, folks. We have so much stuff that we're going to do, that we want to do. We just need some time to be available to do it.
And in keeping with our definitions of success, I'm going to accomplish one of those things in December. I'm not waiting until January.
What's that?
Revision of section 2 of the book will be done in December. Period. You heard it first here. I've made a public commitment. We're going to talk more about public commitments in one of our podcasts.
Yes.
This is a commitment, and I'm making it public.
There we go. All right. You heard it here first, folks. Don't wait for it on Fox News or MSNBC or anything like that. You got it here first.
Yeah, that's we take a back seat to no one.
That's right. We, you know, it's good stuff. So, all right, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.